The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at a 7-race programme from Garran Park this evening on Tuesday, July the 4th. Set to be run on good to yielding in places ground, although there's no more rain forecast this afternoon in the County Kilkenny area, so it should dry out a little bit as the day progresses. The highlight of the card comes up in the shape of the 7:30. We get a nice little 3-year-old conditions race. Plenty of big field maidens and handicaps scattered around the rest of the programme, as is always the case here at this venue. You often don't get too many small fields, and that is very much the case again here this evening. We begin with a 2-year-old contest over 7 furlongs, which comes up at 6 o'clock. And I quite like the performance first time out of Jessica Harrington's Bye Bye Brussels, and I expect her to make the leap forward here to take this contest for her informed stable. I thought she shaped really encouragingly, considering she was a 25-1 outsider on debut at the Curragh on the 27th of May. The time figure of that race is pretty useful. And as we've already seen, the form has worked out exceptionally well, because Clemmy, who finished third, went on to finish seventh in the Albany Stakes before landing a Group 3 at the Curragh on Sunday. Back in the field was Butterscotch, who's also won since and chased home Stable Companion in that aforementioned pattern race over the weekend. So as we can see, we're dealing with a decent bunch of fillies who ran in that race at the County Kildare venue. And Bye Bye Brussels likely to come on for that run. Nicely drawn in the middle of the track. Like I said, he's expected to improve quite significantly on that opening salvo.
Race 2.
To the 6:30 then, quite a competitive looking handicap here for this 0-70 category. And the two I quite like here are Nothing to Lose and Magwadiri. The former of those two I mentioned produced a 25-1 shock when winning over 6 furlongs at Fairy House back in the middle of June. But proved that run was no fluke whatsoever when 2 weeks later bounced out to finish second behind the informed McGregorinator at Nace over tonight's trip. Given that the way this horse stayed on from the back of the field that day in pretty taking fashion, one would imagine that connections will stick to this distance for the time being. Not a bad draw either in stall 9. Somewhere in the middle is always quite handy here at Garran. I mean, Shane Foley on board, riding really well. Obviously, the association is kept in place there. I'd expect John O'Connell's McConnell's charge to go very close to getting back on winning terms. Magwadiri is the other one I quite like, as I mentioned, from the Paul Deegan stable. Didn't really show much as a two-year-old, but the first run back this season over this course and distance suggested that it won't be too much longer in time before this gelding by Casamento finally gets its head in front. Staying on very strongly from the back of the field, having looked a forlorn hope at halfway, this horse came within half a length of running down the informed Dandy's Gold in the closing stages. Nicely drawn here tonight in stall number 2. With Chris Hayes on board, I'd certainly expect this horse to outrun its odds this morning around about 12-1. Quite a surprise, actually, that this horse is a double-figure quote, given its promising run first time off the shelf.
Race number 3.
On to the 7 o'clock then, which is a mile handicap coming up at 7 o'clock. And the one that I like here is Edmund Kent's Tamara Love, who has run really nicely on her last two visits to the racetrack. First of all at Cork, behind the inform Avalanche, who went on to advertise that form with a win next time out. And even more so last time out at Tipperary, when £11 out of the handicap and managed to run its absolute face off to finish third behind two very smart fillies in the shape of Hamley and the Tulip, who dominated the market. Hamley couldn't have advertised the form in any more positive ways by winning at the Curry in a very competitive handicap on Sunday. So clearly, that form line is the best represented coming into this particular contest. She goes from a 0-81 company back to 0-60 company here, and she's drawn favourably in stall 1 as well. And with Killian Leonard on board, a rider last time, obviously he was seen to good effect on her that particular day. One would imagine that this horse off a mark of 49 is surely going to be competitive in a race of this nature. So 4-1, a very strong each way vote there for Tamara Love in race number 3.
Race 4.
To the best race on the card then, a 3-year-old conditions race coming up at 7:30. This is over the extended mile and one. Elegant Pose has been well back this morning, and you can certainly see why, because she made a sparkling debut back in May when she won at the Curra first time out, and quite a decent little maiden. The way she stayed on in the latter stages certainly suggests that she'll get further, and with the yard continuing to thrive, you'd imagine that Elegant Pose will be difficult to beat. However, I do quite like the chances of Branchline up against this filly. Andrew Slattery's charge has always been held in high regard ever since he managed to win his first race at Roscommon, so much so that he ran in listed company on his final start as a two-year-old. And albeit he didn't come much ice that day, he certainly gave hope going into the winter that he could make up into a nice three-year-old. One could argue that he's been slightly disappointing on his first three starts, albeit he was placed against some decent horses, including, of course, the likes of Irish Correspondent and Hoseman two starts ago. And he finally got his just rewards for those good place efforts with a good victory down in Limerick the other day over a trip which arguably might have been on the little bit on the sharp side. However, they went a good gallop for a four in a race that night, and the horse stayed on very strongly in the latter stages to lower the colours of Marfa Healer and Music Box. Two horses have been in really good form of late. Marfa Healer indeed went on to finish second in a competitive handicap at the Curra on Friday, thus to boot that form line. Back up in trip, I'd expect Andrew Slattery, who's really well-made son of Rick Van Winkle, to put it up to the favourite there in the 7:30.
Race 5.
On to the 8 o'clock then, and this looks another very competitive handicap. However, there do appear to be two horses that stand out here on all-known form. One of them, of course, is last week's winner, Storm Ranger, who finally got his day in the sun off the back of 14 of the previous decent attempts. Certainly quite a few of them were near misses. Certainly gave a signal that this horse was about to strike a couple of starts ago when running really well over tonight's course and distance on ground that probably would have been a bit too soft for him. And I do like the way he stayed on the other day in Tipperary, beating the informed Settle for Red. I think that horse is always a good barometer with regards to that level of form. The time figure of the race was excellent. It was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card. And drawn in stall one tonight, hopefully Patrick Flynn's charge has got a good chance of going in again. The other one that definitely stands out here at the morning prices is Nicaragua from the Con O'Keefe stable. Now, this horse has chalked up at 20-1 this morning, and quite what the bookmakers are thinking, I have absolutely no idea, because they've totally missed that this horse has been in fantastic form over hurdlers of late. Lots of series of good placed efforts finally resulted in a victory down in Clonmel the other day over the very much in form and rapidly improving Is She Diesel, who's now rated 125 after a couple of victories subsequently. So that form alone stands it in good stead. And if you go back to its only career victory on the flat, it also came at this track as well on decent ground here last season in the Apprentice Handicap. Given that Killian Leonard takes five off, this horse actually gets the race off a £1 lower mark. And although the draw isn't that favourable in stall number 12, sometimes they do race away from the inside fence as the night goes on. And this horse likes to race prominently as well. So expect a massive run there from Nicaragua along with Storm Ranger in the 8 o'clock.
Race number 6.
To the 8:30 then, and once again another very competitive looking extended mile one handicap. The one I quite like here is Simifar from the Robbie McNamara stable, although this horse is yet to get its head in front in five starts so far today. Its last two runs this season as a three-year-old certainly suggests that this horse hasn't got to wait too long before visiting the winner's enclosure. That run at Cork a couple of runs ago behind Vocal Response and Honor Oak has been advertised by the front two subsequently. And that last run as well was also a very commendable one on the figures behind Jessica Harrington's Inform Hyperdrive at Leopardstown. Back in second was Auckland, who's won since. And just generally speaking, that race was a very solid one for the grade at the track. The yielding ground on that occasion probably might not have been ideal for this son of McPhee. But tonight on a much better surface and back over its correct trip with Pat Smullen booked, that's another interesting point. This horse is available back at a whopping 14-1 with William Hill this morning. Surely can't be that. Based on its overall performances so far this season. So Simifar, quite a confident each way vote there in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, a competitive fillies maiden over a mile and a half. And that form line involving Freimer and Lady Nathaniel surely is the key to this particular race. Freimer comes from a yard struggling for winners at the moment, although they did manage to be victorious at the three-day Curra Festival finally with Three Kingdoms, so it's not probably all dead in the water at the moment for the Master of Rosewell. But anyway, I do like the way that Freimer stayed on that occasion. She was sent off 6-4 favourite, and she showed plenty of greenness in that race. However, she was really strong in the latter part of it, and she powered clear of the third-placed horse Lady Nathaniel to the tune of 4 3/4 lengths. In fact, the further they were going, the further she was going away. So, up in trip tonight, it's hard really to see how Gerlines' Lady Nathaniel can turn the form around. The time figure of the race is very good, and the winner, Black Ruby, ran with a good deal of credit in a listed race subsequently at Nace last week. So I'd expect Freimer to provide a winner for Dermot Weld at a track where he does particularly well with these fillies. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at a flat card at Fairy House, the first race coming up at 5:50. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.